Hello, you're listening to UK Church Community Radio. My name's Barry Evans. Now, if I were to ask you to direct me to a living, breathing, healthy church in your town or city, then you might take me to a church with a large congregation and great music. It could also have charismatic teaching and preaching, with all kinds of church meetings running throughout the week. Sounds like an ideal church to me. But Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1 doesn't simply challenge our general perception of how we define a living church. It is also a glimpse into the future, a prophetic message and a chilling warning to every church leader, a warning not simply to get caught up in the latest trends and conventional thinking when it comes to the direction of the church. A warning that church may have a reputation for being alive, when it is in fact as dead as a doornail. So, if filling pews, cranking up the church amp to 60 decibels, and having a church ministry that's available 24/7 does not constitute life, then what does? Well, perhaps the best way to answer this question is to consider a church that might have a reputation for being dead. I once stayed with the pastor of such a church for 2 weeks while doing some evangelistic outreach in the area. It was a modest gathering that got together as a church just once every 2 weeks. They had no musicians or charismatic speakers, and to be honest, their lack of appetite to meet more regularly made me question their commitment to the work of God. But I was soon to discover that I could not have been more wrong. Their community outreach program ran almost every single day throughout the year, and it involved witnessing in prisons and engaging in schoolwork, working with the homeless shelters and working with the disabled and elderly. Seeing the outreach and the other work done in this church made me realize that our definition of a living church is often born out of worldly thinking. We think it has to be big, noisy, exciting and relentless. But have you noticed something? The kingdom principles by which Christ calls us to live flips everything and turns it on its head. In the kingdom of God, the first become last, the small become great, the foolish become wise, the weak become strong, kings become servants and servants become kings. And as I discovered, a seemingly dead church can in reality be a thriving, living church. After all, Christ's message was never that we should relentlessly languish in church pews, but that we should go out and preach the gospel in word and in deed. As much as good works can never save our soul, there is one inescapable fact we must all face. We will all be asked to give an account of ourselves when Christ returns, but he won't ask you how often you went to church. He won't ask you if you were a charismatic preacher or how big your church was. He won't be interested in that. But he will want to know that you came out of the trenches and fought for souls. He will ask you if you fed the hungry, clothed those who were naked, and visited those who were sick and in prison. Don't misunderstand me. Church meetings are an integral and important part of our Christian service. There is power in unified praise, and they are trenches of spiritual warfare, places where we can get re-energized, go back into the battlefield and fulfill the calling of God. But they are not places to live out our Christian life. So in conclusion, I would suggest that a living, breathing church is simply a church that understands that ultimately its role is not to be inward-looking and serve itself, but it's rather to be outward-looking and serve and meet the emotional, spiritual and practical needs of local communities.